Let's look at employment. Now, we talk to blind and partially sighted people across the world with a whole range of jobs. However, this has to be one of the tastier ones, if you like. We're going to be chatting with Stuart Han, who is known as the Blind Chocolatier. He has his own business, and yes, we've even managed to sample some of the chocolates that a lovely friend of ours brought in as well. So we thought, why not catch up with Stuart, find out a little bit about his business. Stuart, thanks very much for joining us. How did you get into the business yourself?
I basically was a trained pastry chef, then started having eyesight problems. The hotel I was working at wasn't really the best to us, so I decided I like chocolate. If I have my own chocolate business, I can decide what I'm doing.
How did you set up the business? Where did you start from?
In the town that I grew up in, there was a unit available. The units were reasonable price, so the first year I was still working full-time at a hotel. So it didn't have to pay for itself. And then after the first lockdown, 2 weeks afterwards, I started here full time.
Was it difficult starting up after lockdown, or did things kind of take off quite easily for you?
I think it took off quite easily because I sort of was in the boom of everyone wanting to go out and spend. And people already knew me. They already knew some of the products, and I just kept expanding my product range. But I was trading through one of the lockdowns. I did Easter eggs and stuff. It was just all click and collect. But I think learning the self-employed bit was probably harder because of my eyesight and stuff like that. Because at the moment, I do absolutely everything. I've got friends and family that help me, but I've got to get the accounts ready, all the admin, cleaning. At the moment, there's not enough money to employ someone, even though it's getting close to I need someone to help me.
It's an interesting stage to be at in such a short space of time as well. I mean, you've obviously picked a business that you love being in, and that seems to be working out for you. That's a bit of a bonus.
Yeah, there's no point doing something that you don't like. It's especially when you're self-employed, because you work a lot more hours than you are employed, but it's for yourself. You get all the rewards.
When it comes to running the business then, you know, even the boring stuff like the accounts or the actual creative side of it, bearing in mind you have a sight loss condition, is there any assistive technology that you use? Do you have any little hints and tips and tricks for doing stuff?
So with my till, I've got like a big touchscreen monitor, and I've everything set out, and I've got like pictures or names for stuff. And in the shop, I make sure the same type of things are the same price. But with the production side, I can see everything. It's just reading and stuff I need to look a bit more closely. So I did have a handheld magnifier, but now I just use the one on my phone because it's quicker for like reading different ingredients. And I use my iPad for all my recipes and ordering and stuff, because it's easier than using a computer just to do emails and orders and stuff like that.
Where do you get your inspiration and your ideas then for your products? Because I imagine you're perhaps reinventing things over and over again.
Stuff like dark chocolate, orange and salted caramel and mint, they're always popular, and there's no point doing the things that aren't popular. But like one Christmas, I did a colour, because me and my friends go watching drag racing a couple of times a year. And the colour that I did was actually the colour of one of the cars that I saw and liked. So it's just, you can get inspiration off all sorts, because most of my chocolates are all colourful chocolates, which also helps me in production because then I know exactly what each chocolate is.
Do you find there are particular favourites of chocolate, some that people prefer more than others?
Chocolate and nut is always popular. Like one of the Christmas ones this year is milk chocolate with almond and pistachio, and it's got a bit of crispy stuff in the base. Dark chocolate and orange is always popular. Mint, salted caramel, dark chocolate and cherry. I do an Irish cream one. Tonka beans, because it's a bit like almond and vanilla, but it's not as expensive as vanilla.
I'm getting hungry. How do you get your products researched as a taste test, quality control?
If it's a new recipe, I'll make it, test it. But I've got a few friends and family who are very honest, because I'd rather be honest, because if you give it to a customer, sometimes they feel like they should say it's nice, even if it's not. A test batch might not be right, but it's the whole point of testing them. Like I did try to make a vegan raspberry white chocolate bar, but you couldn't get rid of the soya taste, so it went in the bin. But I gave it to one of my friends who asked me dairy-free to see whether she'd be honest and tell me it was horrible, and she did. And then whinged at me afterwards for giving a horrible chocolate.
Do you find that there are people looking for different dietary requirements, or vegan or vegetarian? Do you find that there are more people asking for that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I do quite a lot of vegan stuff. Most of it's dark chocolate, but some of the stuff is oat milk, which I make the oat milk chocolate in-house myself. Basically, it's the same recipe as milk chocolate, but you take the milk powder out and replace it with oats. And it's in a little machine that grinds it up. It takes like 3 days to make it, but it's a lot cheaper making it yourself than buying it in. And I don't do any diabetic stuff because even diabetic people don't like the diabetic chocolate. It doesn't taste nice, but they'd rather just have like a nice percentage dark chocolate.
You have quite a range of chocolates, Stuart, but obviously the seasonal things, your Christmas, Easter. So what are the popular things around about Christmas, say?
I've got a milk chocolate, spiced caramel, a tipsy tipple one that's new for this year, which is Cointreau and brandy. Cranberry caramel is always popular, and I've got a spiced coffee one, and I do like chocolate Santas and milk and white chocolate candy canes as well, which are always popular on the markets at Christmas.
In terms of looking ahead and sort of planning ahead for the business, then what are you hoping for in the future? Where are your sights set?
I'd like to be making more of the actual chocolate to sell. Like, I could sell it to hotels, but unfortunately at the moment, chocolate, some products have gone up nearly 300% in price. So in the shop, I'm going to be doing a few more patisserie things because I'm trained pastry chef. So like eclairs and little chocolate cakes, just sort of to help with the price of everything. Still, I'll be chocolate based, but not 100% chocolate like the bars and the bonbons. In the near future, I'll just be building my brand a bit more and doing more flavors and getting into a few more places.
You've got the shop unit, you've got the online shop as well. You have expanded a bit since you started. There'll be people out there thinking about starting their own business, you know, blind or partially sighted people and so on. I mean, what would you say to them about making that leap?
I'd say you might as well try, because the worst you can do is decide it didn't work. And friends and family are always good people to test products and stuff on, because no one complains when you get free stuff to try.
You're heading towards Christmas now, Stuart. That's a very, very busy time for you. Do you have any deadlines if people are putting in orders?
With postal orders, I set the 15th of December as the last guaranteed day, but I always get them out as soon as I can. I would order sooner rather than later just to make sure, because the post can get delayed. Everything's going Royal Mail this year.
And if people would like to find out more about the Blinded Chocolatier, the shop and the products, Stuart, how did you do that?
The website is theblindchocolatier.co.uk. My Facebook and Instagram is The Blind Chocolatier. You can come and visit me in the shop in Staveley Mill Yard in Cumbria, Wednesday to Sunday.
Fantastic. Stuart, listen, best of luck with the business. The chocolates are fantastic. And thank you for telling us all about them on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you.